From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Nuzulul Quran momentum to strengthen togetherness. Indonesian government to hold ISBAT meeting on Eid Day determination on May 1st. Now, the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has said the commemoration of Nuzulul Quran, or the descent of the Quran, has offered a momentum to strengthen togetherness amid diversity in Indonesia. The president remarked while delivering a virtual address at the commemoration of Nuzulul Quran, which was streamed on the YouTube channel of the Presidential Secretariat on Tuesday, that the commemoration of Nuzulul Quran is one of the specialties of the holy month of Ramadan, so that Muslims can memorize the descent of the Holy Quran, which was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad as guidance for human life. Next, we have the Indonesian Religious Affairs Ministry to organize an ISBAT or confirmation meeting to determine Idul Fitr Day or 1st of Shawwal 1443 Hijriah in the Islamic calendar on Sunday evening, May 1st, at the Religious Affairs Ministry office. The ISBAT meeting will consider the initial information based on the astronomical calculation or hisab and the field report through the observation of the new moon or Rukyatul Hilal to confirm the hisab method. According to the ministry's official Kamaruddin Amin, the Religious Affairs Ministry will hold the Rukyatul Hilal at 99 spots across Indonesia. The new moon observation will be held by the Religious Affairs Ministry's regional and cities regencies offices along with Islamic organizations and other institutions. We move to several world-scale energy companies signed a memorandum of understanding to build clean energy projects in Riau Islands province. Indonesian Ambassador to Singapore, Suryo Pratomo, after witnessing the signing of two MOUs in Singapore on Tuesday, said the selection of Riau Islands as a place for developing renewable energy was the right decision, because Riau Islands has approximately 2,000 uninhabited islands that can be used for agricultural land and renewable energy. The last national news comes from the Indian Ambassador to Indonesia, Manoj Kumar Bharti, who said the theme of the Indonesian presidency at the forum of the Group of 20 Major World Economies, or G20, Recovering Together, Recovering Stronger, strongly emphasized unity. Ambassador Manoj Kumar Bharti told Antara in Jakarta on Tuesday, the theme of Indonesia's G20 presidency is in line with presidency current global needs. This clearly shows that the focus of the world economy is to do its part in accelerating the combined response to the pandemic. Now we move to the international news. The leaders of the United States, Britain, and Canada pledged on Tuesday to send more artillery weaponry to Ukraine in the face of an all-out Russian assault on that country's east. U.S. President Joe Biden, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau acted after they and other allied leaders took part in a secure video call as the Russian invasion reached a new phase. Next, we have Sri Lanka police shot dead a protester and wounded 24 others on Tuesday in the first fatal clash with residents demonstrating against the government over a crippling economic crisis. The South Asian country is in the grip of its most painful economic downturn since independence in 1948, with regular blackouts and severe shortages of fuel and other goods causing widespread misery. The last news comes from China, reported 7 COVID-19 deaths in Shanghai on Wednesday, raising the toll in the city to 17 fatalities as authorities struggle to rein in infections despite a grueling weeks-long lockdown. The fast-spreading Omicron coronavirus variant has driven a huge spike in cases in the metropolis of 25 million people, and the government has imposed tight movement restrictions and multiple rounds of mass testing to combat the outbreak. Next, we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Indonesian Diaspora in the United States Learns the Quran with Qurai Shihab.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlight, Indonesia Diaspora in U.S. Learns the Quran with Qurai Shihab, the Indonesian Diaspora in the United States, and the Indonesian Consulate General or KJRI in Los Angeles and San Francisco held the Holy Quran learning activity, namely Ramadan Together, with M. Qurai Shihab. Based on the information from the Indonesian Consulate General in San Francisco received in Jakarta on last Monday, the event, which was held online on Saturday, April 16, was to commemorate the event of the revelation of Quran or Nuzulul Quran on the 17th day of Ramadan. The theme of the event is Holy Quran as the light of life, and it was attended by more than 130 Indonesian Muslims in many states of the United States, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, and Japan. In the study, Qurai Shihab reminded the importance of using the Holy Quran as a guide and way of life. He also explained that in studying the content of the Quran, balance between mind and heart is very important. The activity was also attended by a number of large Indonesian Muslim organizations in the United States, such as the Indonesian Muslim Society in America, or IMSA, and the Indonesian Muslim Community, or IMC, in San Francisco Bay Area. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Thank you.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on April 20, 1975, when Taman Mini Indonesia Indah was inaugurated. Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Cultural Park is located in East Jakarta. This park was built in 1972 and inaugurated on April 20, 1975. It displays a summary of culture in all provinces in Indonesia. The culture is displayed in a traditional architectural pavilion and shows a variety of clothing, dances, and regional traditions. In the middle of the park, there is a lake with small islands, which is a miniature of the archipelago in Indonesia. Other facilities include a cable car, various museums, Keong Mas IMAX Theater, Tanah Airku Theater, and various other recreational facilities. Moving on to an event on April 20, 1998 about Air France plane crash. On April 20, 1998, Air France Flight 422 crashed into the mountains near Bogota, Colombia. The Boeing 727 was carrying 43 passengers and 10 crew members. The plane was flying from El Dorado Airport, Bogota, Colombia, to Quito, Ecuador. The plane crashed after hitting the mountains. All passengers and crew on the plane died. We end today in history with an event on April 20, National Consumer Day. Every April 20, Indonesia commemorates National Consumer Day as one of the efforts to fight for consumer protection. The date was chosen following the burst of Law No. 8 of 1999 concerning consumer protection on April 20, 1999. The declaration of National Consumer Day was initiated by the National Consumer Protection Agency on April 20, 2012. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Kau dan aku tercipta oleh waktu hanya untuk saling mencintai. Mengajarkanku apa artinya kenyamanan.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Statistics Indonesia, or BPS, recorded the nation's trade balance was still a surplus in March 2022, with $4.53 billion. The head of Statistics Indonesia, Margo Yuwono, on Monday said the trade balance in March 2022 marked the surplus trade performance for the last 2 years. Margo added, the surplus was on a streak for the last 23 months. Data from Statistics Indonesia showed the export in March was $26.50 billion, while import $21.97 billion. Margo Yuwono said the export value broke a new record. Margo Yuwono mentioned that the March surplus was mostly contributed by the mineral fuels, animal or vegetable fats and oil, as well as iron and steel. The trade balance surplus was affected by the surplus performance with trade partner countries. The biggest surplus came from the US with $2.03 billion, contributed by animal or vegetable fats and oil and footwear. It was followed by the trade balance with India with $1.21 billion from mineral fuels, as well as animal or vegetable fats and oil. After that was the Philippines with a $916.9 billion surplus. Therefore, from early 2022 until March, the trade balance surplus was $9.33 billion. Margo Yuwono hoped the trend would keep increasing until it affects Indonesian economic recovery.
Tak pernah ku menyesal, ku hanya terus berharap. Mungkin ini hanya cobaan di dalam hidup, dan aku terus berseru menahan air mata, menunggu keajaiban. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau sejak kau ada di dunia. Aku tak menyangka, tapi aku percaya, dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semuanya. Kulihat keajaiban, oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau malaikat yang tak bersayap. Surga.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Indonesian for today will invite you to visit Pinus Tilo Riverside Pengalengan. Listeners, Pengalengan is a district in Bandung Regency, West Java, whose landscape is still beautiful. In Pengalengan, there are many charming natural attractions. One of the most interesting and viral attractions on social media is Pinus Tilo Riverside.Pinus Tilo Riverside offers camping facilities which are located on the riverside and in the middle of a stunning pine forest. Pinus Tilo is located in the Rahong Pine Forest area and is on the edge of the Palayangan River, Pengalengan, or more precisely in Pulau Sari Village, Pengalengan District, Bandung Regency.You can visit Pinus Tilo with several nearby tourism attractions, such as the Rahong Pine Forest. You can even go rafting on the Palayangan River. This area is also located adjacent to Situ Cilenca in Pengalengan. Able to camp at Pinus Tilo, you only need to spend 500,000 rupiah until 650,000 rupiah, depending on the type of tent you choose, because there are many types of tents. There is one with capacity of 4 to 6 people.
camping time at Pinus Til start from 2 p.m. until 12 p.m. Apart from camping, you can also go around the river area by rafting. Barbecue cooking utensils are provided in each tent. So please bring your own food or ingredients because you only get breakfast. You have to book a place in advance to anticipate a full slot. Always follow updates about Pinus Til on its official Instagram account, especially during this pandemic. Don't forget to bring your camera to capture your best moments here. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari angan tentangnya. Namun apalah daya ini bila ternyata selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku?
Bila ternyata
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about lingkungan rumah, which means neighborhood. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation entitled Perumahan Paling Bersih, which means the cleanest housing. This conversation is between Kevin and Boris, his new neighbor. Boris wants to know why Kevin enjoys living in the housing.
Kevin, mengapa kamu betah tinggal di sini?
Karena ini perumahan paling bersih di kelurahan ini.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Dekat, dekat, which means near. Paling bersih, which means the cleanest. Perumahan, perumahan, which means housing. Kelurahan, kelurahan, which means sub-district. In the dialogue, you listen to the statement, ini perumahan paling bersih. Ini perumahan paling bersih, which means this housing is the cleanest. In the statement, there is a word paling, paling, which means the most. The word paling is used to state superlative. Besides paling, the prefix ter, which is followed by adjective, such as dekat, terdekat, which means near, the nearest, and bersih, terbersih, bersih, terbersih, which means clean, the cleanest, can be also used to state superlative. Here are the other examples of superlative. Mengapa kamu betah tinggal di sini? Which means, why do you enjoy living here? Karena ini perumahan paling bersih di kelurahan ini. Which means, because this is the cleanest housing in this sub-district. Mengapa kamu betah tinggal di sini? Which means, why do you enjoy living here? Karena ini perumahan terbersih di kelurahan ini. Which means, because this is the cleanest housing in this sub-district. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kevin, mengapa kamu betah tinggal di sini?
Karena ini perumahan paling bersih di kelurahan ini.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Meninggalkan semua.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now I would like to present a song from East Kalimantan entitled Lamin Talungsur. The song Lamin Talungsur was composed by Abdurrahman Siddiq. The song is about Lamin House, a traditional house of Dayak tribe of East Kalimantan. The shape of this house is very unique, with a large, tall, and long house size. The lyrics of the song tells about a widow and her family who lives in Lamin's house. At one time, they grill fish while laughing. Suddenly, Lamin, where they live, is carried away by a landslide into the river. The phenomenon of Lamin being carried away by landslide is referred to Lamin Talungsur. Meanwhile, Dayak people also believe that they are prohibited to laugh while grilling fish. Well, listener, here is the song Lamin Talungsur by Aji Halida, DJ Kesuma.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Indung, indung, kepala lindung, hujan di udik di sini. tiada upaya melainkan Tuhan yang Maha Esa.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at Voice Indonesia, and our email address voice@voinews.id.